Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Trade, climate change, Iran and Russia. Macron saying the G7 leaders won't even attempt to produce a joint statement, saying that exercise would be pointless.
Fox's Simon Owen in Biarritz, France. President Trump is expected to receive pressure from his counterparts to ease up on the trade war with China. The president yesterday ordering U.S. companies to look for alternatives to doing business with China.
A lot of questions about how serious the president is about this order for U.S. companies to cut ties with China. The president insisting that he does have the authority under the 1977 International Emergency Economic Powers Act. The president says he has an absolute right to do it.
Fox's John Roberts. Meanwhile, President Trump is downplaying the latest launch by North Korea, saying the U.S. never restricted short-range missiles.
A U.S. official says North Korea fired off two more short-range ballistic missiles from its east coast, splashing down harmlessly into the Sea of Japan Saturday morning local time. The test comes over a week since President Trump said he received a beautiful letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. There have been at least 7 North Korean short-range missile tests since July.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. A baby brought across the U.S.-Mexico border by her father is now at a Texas hospital. Border Patrol agents did not say what's wrong with the girl, but did report she is in critical condition. The 6-month-old was part of a group of 21 people apprehended after illegally crossing the Rio Grande. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Shepard Smith. There's so many streams of information coming. Some are designed to distract you and to mislead you. When news is breaking, you have to slow down. We have to begin with what's most important. I'm here to find out what happened, to report it without fear or favor, in context and perspective, and to be honest, brutally honest, about every bit of it. We work endless hours to make sure that when we deliver it to you as fact, it's a fact.
Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Wildfires continue to burn in Alaska.
More than 100 homes and businesses have been damaged or destroyed. Hundreds have had to flee in the face of a wildfire that's been burning for nearly a week. The communities of Willow and Talkeetna, about 70 miles north of the largest city in the largest U.S. state, have sustained the bulk of the damage. The blaze began last Sunday night along the Parks Highway that connects Anchorage to Denali National Park and Fairbanks. While the exact cause of the fire is under investigation, officials say human activity is to blame. Meanwhile, Alaska Governor Michael Dunleavy has issued a disaster declaration for the region. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Police in Hong Kong preparing for more rallies tomorrow after using tear gas today to disperse anti-government protesters. The protesters took to the streets for the 12th straight week. It's the first time police used tear gas in about 10 days, as the recent demonstrations have been mostly peaceful. Audiobook company Audible's new app is being taken to court.
Top American publishers are suing Amazon's Audible application for copyright infringement. The app that reads to you now wants to let you read along with captions. Seven members of the Association for American Publishers, including HarperCollins and Simon & Schuster, say that's too far. In a statement, the publishers group says Audible wants to sell text and sound, even though it only has the right to sell audiobooks. So far, Audible has yet to be heard on the lawsuit. Jessica Stone, Fox News.
Many baseball fans are calling a fashion foul on the MLB's Players Weekend uniforms. The home uniforms are all white, while the away uniforms are all black. The move got lots of criticism on social media, of course, with some fans comparing them to trash bags and chess pieces. Some people were frustrated trying to read the players' names and numbers, as the print is the same color as the jersey. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
It's the stuff people are talking about.
This conversation has completely made me crazy.
FM News Talk, 97.1.
Did you know that your DNA might have something to do with how many mosquito bites you get? Order your 23andMe kit this summer and find out all sorts of cool stuff about your DNA at 23andMe.com/summer.
Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling Weather with Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray.
The last full weekend of August is upon us, and the weather is perfect. Partly sunny skies on this Saturday, low humidity, nice temperature, 79 for the high. Tonight, partly cloudy and pleasant, in the 70s for evening plans, 62 for the overnight low. On Sunday, mix of sun and clouds, still a very nice day, 80 degrees on Sunday. This is FM News Talk 97.1, Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray.
Download the Radio.com app today and stream us anytime, anywhere. Available on your smartphone in the App Store. Take us with you and never miss the news and opinion from 97.1.
The following is a paid program.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon, everybody. I am Rich Orris, and yesterday I was a senior home consultant working for St. Louis' best design build remodeling firm, Mosby Building Arts. But today, consider me your personal home consultant right here, your host of Right at Home with Rich. Thanks for tuning in and welcome to my home, everybody. I got a really good day today. I'm really, really excited about this one. For the next hour, we are going to be talking about Cambria countertops with my guest, Jessica Kreckler. And yes, I have the quartz countertop expert sitting with me today. So call in with your quartz countertops questions, or if you have any other type of remodeling question or advice that you need, you can always call in and ask me that, anything also on that. The number is 314-241-9797, and remember to leave us your phone number when you call in so you can be eligible to win that $25 Stefanina's gift card. And I am talking about the best authentic Italian food restaurant in St. Louis. I promise you're going to love it. The number you need, write this down, 314-241-9797, and I will announce the big winner at the end of the show today. And as always, halfway through the show, I will unveil another ride-at-home hack. Keep it tuned right here. You're going to love this one today. I'm really excited about that one also, but I just can't wait to get this going. We're going to have so much good information for you today. Introducing Cambria Countertop Representative Jessica Krekler. Jessica, how are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Oh, hey, thank you for coming on. And you know, I love these conversations that I get to have, and they're so educational for the listener and even a little bit for myself. It's hard to know everything, so I always get to learn stuff, too, about these products and everything. And I was literally just talking about this product with, you know, a client yesterday in their kitchen, and it's a great product, you know, that we use here at Mosby all the time. And even yesterday afternoon before that meeting, we did a photo shoot at a house where we've remodeled every bathroom and the kitchen in the house. I think almost every room has Cambria countertops.
Wow.
It's
very exciting.
It is. It is. We use it quite a bit. We love it. Jake Spurgeon designed it. I know you know Jake.
I do know Jake. Yeah.
And he, really, really cool job. And we actually had great day out there and doing a video shoot too and everything too from that project.
Wow.
And everything.
That's exciting.
So we'll get Cambria on TV a little bit too. Actually,
great.
It'll be really, really cool. So. But for now, real quick, let's just talk about you for a minute so we can just kind of understand who you are and
sure.
Where you came from and stuff like that. So where are you from? Are you originally from St. Louis?
I am not. I have been in St. Louis, though, for the past 13 years.
Okay.
So I do consider it home now.
Awesome.
I do come from Memphis, Tennessee, so I'm a Southern girl at heart. but yeah, St. Louis is my home now.
Awesome. Great. So what got you into the business, countertops, you know, things like that? How'd you get started?
Sure. So this actually goes back, I think when I was 5 years old was my first experience in a showroom. My father worked for a company called Ferguson Enterprises in Jackson, Mississippi. So I had my first experience with a Kohler toilet. And I think it just stuck with me. And when I made my move to St. Louis, I found out that there was a beautiful showroom out in Chesterfield. And one thing just led to another. And I found myself as an employee in that showroom. So that's kind of how I got started in the design industry. So
nice. Very nice. Yeah, that's a big place. I mean, that's a really...
It's a beautiful place.
A beautiful place to look around and shop, and they have a lot of great things in there. We've done a lot of work there also. And, of course, with the Kohler, too, is... the Kohler toilets never seem to cease to amaze you and the different things and technologies that they come up with. And
absolutely.
It's pretty amazing. I actually, and I haven't done it in quite a while, but... I would say probably a couple years ago, I did an entire hour of toilets, just all the information about toilets. And everyone were like, most people were like, I didn't even know there could be an hour of toilets.
Oh, it could go on.
You know,
for
and
days.
There's so many.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really can. It's amazing when you hear about flushing technologies and different stuff like that.
Yeah.
So since we kind of touched on like the technologies, you know, subject and everything, let's kind of start off with a couple things about just, can you just tell us about the Cambria countertop product? And then maybe after that, we'll start touching on a little bit of the manufacturing, because I like that technical side too. And I think it's great for people to know. So what's the general product just all about?
So what's really exciting about Cambria is our family owned American made idea, right? We are family owned American made out of Le Sueur, Minnesota.
So your prices aren't going up because of tariffs.
No, they're not.
Sweet.
No, they're not. We have one plant, and like I said, in Le Sueur, Minnesota, where every slab is made. So there's a couple of things that go along with that. We'll get into it in manufacturing. But that's what's really exciting about us. Cambria employs over 2,000 employees nationwide.
Wow.
A lot of them are centralized in Minnesota, working for our fab shop that we have local in Belle Plaine. And then in Le Sueur, the plant has over, I think it's a little over 600 employees out of that office. So I think that, you know, that speaks to what's important to Cambria, keeping it family-owned, American-made, centralized in America.
That
differentiates us.
Yeah, no, that's really, really great. I love that fact. Yeah, absolutely. So I think what we'll do before we touch on manufacturing, we're getting kind of close to about 12:15. So let's get into our first break here. And I want to just remind everybody to, you know, give us a call if you have any countertop questions. We'll have a ton of information for you. If you have something specific, give us a call, or anything remodeling for me, give me a call, 314-241-9797. And stay tuned. We'll get into that manufacturing stuff.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
Well, the end of summer is a time of transition.
Sure, playtime is over. It's back to school, back to work, back to making progress.
We've accumulated a lot of junk we need to get rid of.
And you're out of storage space, right?
Yes, exactly right.
All you have to do is point.
How soon can you get here?
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, and we can be there in 90 minutes.
Let's make this junk disappear, Sarah.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Rich Orr is here, and are you looking for an athletic club, just a great place to do some dining, social events, business events, family events? If you're looking for a great place to be, I would tell you, look up this Missouri Athletic Club. You will absolutely love it. You can find them online, mac-stl.org. And I'm going to tell you, you know, we do a lot of events and different things there. We kind of partner with them at Mosby Building Arts, and we've done some social events there, some of our club stuff. We've done some seminars at their place, and it is a really neat place. Great staff, everything. The food is always absolutely magnificent across the board. And they've been awarded platinum club status, which places them in the top 5% of private clubs nationally across the country. So this is a really top-notch organization. If you're looking for that athletic dining social club, this is a place to be. Find them at mac-stl.org.
We have to talk about it.
Nope, I don't wanna.
We have to.
No.
But we need life insurance.
La, 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 la. I am not listening to you. La,
so
la,
you
la,
don't
la.
Love me then?
What? Oh, fine. We need life insurance, but all the paperwork, it's such a pain.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos? Is that some kind of yoga thing?
No, Ethos is life insurance for people like us.
Like us?
People who don't have time for fine print, insurance jargon, and hidden fees.
Yeah, I pretty much hate all that stuff.
Of course you do. With Ethos, you can apply online, and there is a policy for every budget.
Really?
Yes. The online application only takes 10 minutes, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring the kids and I will be safe, even if something unexpected happens.
Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment.
Feel better?
Yeah. I do.
Ethos, life insurance made simple. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free instant quote now at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com.
Got a legal problem? Get a summons? In trouble with the law? If you need some free legal advice, listen to The Law Show on FM News Talk 97.1 every Saturday at 8 a.m. or call 855-LAW-SHOW and talk to attorney Brian Daly.
Weekday mornings at 9.
See, here's what bothers me, this statement. I was stunned to hear that.
The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Can you tell me about that? What does that have to do with running the country?
Brian Kilmeade on FM News Talk.
I get it.
97.1.
Younger, smarter, better.
All right, here we go. Another fun segment here coming up, and we got everything countertops here for you. Feel free to give me a call. Any remodeling questions, If you have countertop questions, if you want to learn about Cambria product, if you have any questions about the quartz countertops, give us a call. Got the expert Jessica with me here today. Give us a shout, 314-241-9797, or if you're over in Illinois, 866-455-9797. And so Jessica, while we see if we get some calls coming in here, let's touch on that whole manufacturing process, because, you know, the biggest thing that I always get from people and their confusion with it is, isn't it, you know, I tell them it's a man-made product and they're like, what is quartz? Isn't it a natural product, a natural stone? It's not like granite. And then I, you know, have to go through and explain and all of that, a lot of the benefits and why we love it so much. So can you kind of just touch on those, some of those benefits, and then what's that manufacturing process? What makes it man-made?
Right. So, so yes, quartz, the stone is a natural stone. And what makes it a man-made product, or the quartz countertops a man-made product, is the additional things that we add to the countertop to make it hold together, make it solid, right? So basically what we do, and some other manufacturers do the same, we core quartz out of different mines from around North and South America. And we will break down these quartz to five different sizes, ranging anything from like a, I don't know, like a pea size, mm-hmm. of a pea, like a black eyed pea, down to a talc powder.
Oh, wow.
So, you don't have big, large chunks of stone where you have large crevices open that you have to fill with large amounts of other products, right?
Yeah.
So we use these tiny particles. We use a process to kind of work those particles together, and each slab or each design has a recipe that calls for so many pounds or weight of different size stones, right?
Sure.
So we'll bring all that product together, mix it with our pigment, which gives it the color, and then our resin, which helps hold it together, distribute it onto a extra large cookie sheet. We'll call it extra large cookie sheet. And that's where we begin the man-made process, right? So we've taken the natural stone, we've added a little bit of resin, we've added a little bit of pigment, and now we're going through the process to make it that full slab. So I can go into how that process is done if you want me to go ahead and go into
that. How big is this cookie sheet? How big do these slabs, you know, get made?
So they come in a couple of different sizes. So we have a jumbo size and a standard size. In the manufacturing process, it starts off a little bit larger than what we actually ship out. Those specifications we kind of keep under hat for the manufacturing process.
Sure.
But it is extra large. I mean, the slab comes out anywhere from 900 to 1,000 pounds in weight. So wow. If you can imagine how large that would be, or how big that would be based on slabs that you have seen.
Yeah.
It's quite large.
Yeah, so it's safe to say you can probably get away with a few less seams possibly.
Absolutely.
In a kitchen over like granite or something like that. Yeah.
Yes, you can. So like I said, we have the jumbo slabs that allow, you know, kitchen islands, I would say that because they're in so much demand for no seams, extra large, with our design like Britannica, which it has a rather large veining in it, you know, you want to have as little seams as possible. So yes, it is possible with those jumbo size slabs to have that done.
Yeah, no, and that's really neat too, because you know, everybody is, you know, what I see as we look at all these kitchens is bigger, more open.
Yes.
Bigger islands, giant islands. I mean, we have some islands sometimes that literally you still have to seam it.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you're like, wow, we even use like, you know, we're going to use the jumbo ones just to only have one scene.
Right.
You know,
yeah. It's,
so, you know, there is kind of bigger, better thing out there, and,
yes,
and people are loving it. And I really, really like how you can do the veining and all that now, because it was kind of the Stones, and that,
right,
you know, it all had this kind of certain look, and that was almost years ago, the only thing you really got, just different colors.
Right.
And you've really come out. Can you touch on some of those lines of the different veining and stuff? Because you can really get that movement feel and all that out of this
yeah,
countertop now.
Yeah, so we have a couple different collections. We have our Waterstone collection, our Coastal collection, our Marble collection, all which carry rather large, distinct veining in them. And some of those, some of those collections don't come in the large jumbo slabs, and it has a lot to do with that veining and having the consistency in it. But our Britannicas, our Marble collection, we do the jumbo size slabs in. So it's a little bit easier to match up those veinings. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're really, I'd invite anybody out there to kind of, if you haven't seen some of this, look this up and look at some photos and stuff like that, because it's, you could really do some neat things now that we weren't able to do years ago.
Absolutely.
Where can people see stuff like that?
If you want to just browse online, we have a great website. It's CambriaUSA.com. On this website, you can actually see full slabs. We have our entire design palette in full slab view. It does give you the name and the collection that it's in. So
okay,
if you were to go somewhere and shop it, you could either print that off, or, you know, just remember, oh, that was Mersey and in the Marble collection. So, so it's great there. We also have a design inspiration gallery. So in that inspiration gallery, we have had designers, contractors, builders, submit their projects online, and then we get to use the images on the website. So you're actually seeing true installs, and we may have a couple of installs from Missouri on that.
Yeah,
site
yeah.
Too, so
no, that's a really great idea though, because we guide our clients to like house all the time.
Sure.
You know, to look at and get design ideas, and also, you know, for everybody out there, kind of remember too, having some of these ideas up front is good, but also being able to let designers know like what you don't like in some of those things too, where you're like, you know what, I really don't like the look of that line, but I like the look of that line.
Yeah.
And that really helps out, you know, letting them know what you're not favorable of helps out just as much as what you're favorable of, you know, in looking at and stuff. So that's a really good idea, because when you're on like house, you see all these kitchens and stuff. And I mean, sometimes you cannot tell, especially from a photo or a distance, because even like laminate countertops have way more color and design, and they've got laminates that look more like granite now.
Absolutely.
So from a distance in a photo, you could be looking at a laminate countertop.
You could.
And think that, oh, what color granite is that? You know, so to actually be able to go there and know that you're all the photos of these real kitchens you're seeing, you know, is that actual product is a great idea.
Yeah. So we have it there. We also, you can follow us on Instagram. We do a lot of posting on Instagram. So if you want to stay up to date and, you know, get those ideas daily, without truly searching for it, you can go to Instagram too.
Okay, yeah, that's a great spot too, because a lot of photos and stuff there and everything. So what kind of, is there any specific trends or anything that you're seeing now today?
Yeah, so of course whites and grays have kind of been around for a little bit, and we're still holding very strong with the white and gray movement here in St. Louis, but we're also seeing different colors added in. So that darker movement, we're seeing blacks or navy blues, deeper grays. So, they may be doing that with their cabinetry, but they may also be doing it with their countertops. So where they may do a white perimeter, they would do something very bold and like Marseille is just a good example. It's very dark and has that white veining in it, but it's just that one piece that will pop as someone comes into the room.
Yeah, and you know, I can understand that, because we see a lot of that same, you know, thing now and in the past few years, and getting more and more of painted cabinets, mm-hmm. but multiple colors, not just like either white or,
right.
or you know, or just the stained wood, or there's all sorts of colors, so you can kind of get some of that gray, you know, or some of those colors actually in the cabinets, so... Yeah. It would be really good to see those photos and kind of actually live see those countertops with different color cabinets and know that that's what you're looking at.
Absolutely. We have one photo right now that's kind of going around. It's very exciting. I think it would be exciting for this market too, because we've got so many Mizzou fans here. But we have a couple of designs that have kind of a yellow and gold veining in mm-hmm. it. So it's mixed in with the black, so it makes it pop, but with the gold finishes on your faucets that are coming in now, or the brass or gold hardware for your cabinets, you can actually add that little pop into the top as well.
Wow, that's really cool. And yeah, I've definitely seen of course around here a lot of Mizzou fans.
Yes.
That would probably look fabulous in a basement bar area too, and you got that whole Mizzou theme and you know, football theme and stuff like that. And now I'm trying to get into man cave here a little bit. It's kind of gets me going a little bit, but yeah, that's really neat. That's really cool. So we'll touch on some more of this stuff here when we come back. We got a hard break we're going to hit here, and I want to again invite anybody, if you have any questions for us. We got half a show left. We got the hack coming up. Feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797.
Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling Weather with Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray.
The last full weekend of August is upon us, and the weather is perfect. Partly sunny skies on this Saturday, low humidity, nice temperature, 79 for the high. Tonight, partly cloudy and pleasant in the 70s for evening plans, 62 for the overnight low. On Sunday, mix of sun and clouds, still a very nice day, 80 degrees on Sunday. This is FM News Talk 97.1, Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray.
News. I'm Karen McHugh. A banquet this evening will officially kick off this year's G7 summit in France.
As soon as he touched down in Biarritz, he went to have lunch with the French President Emmanuel Macron. And despite the fact that there have been some tensions, including Macron's decision to put a digital services tax on many American high-tech companies, which the president may retaliate for by putting a tariff on French wine, President Trump said the relationship is still strong.
Fox's John Roberts. U.S. trade with China is expected to be discussed. One Democrat who wants the president's job outlined his plan for dealing with Beijing.
We've got to outcompete China. There's no way to just do this through trade and tariffs and all this nonsense. You've got to outcompete them. And so I have a plan on how do we build electric vehicles? How do we build batteries? I have a chief manufacturing officer that I'm going to appoint that will drive this for us.
Ohio Representative Tim Ryan on Fox. America is listening to Fox News.
Let's be honest. A jewelry store is not where most guys want to be. Guys like Paul Goodall.
First-time diamond buyers, most of us are engagement ring buyers. We have no idea whatsoever what we're walking into, and we push it off and we push it off and we push it off.
But like so many other men, Paul was pleasantly surprised when he walked into Diamonds Direct.
When you go in, you don't have to have a big background in gemology. They don't look down the end of their nose at you, as you would find in some other places, and make you uncomfortable because you're not an expert in diamonds.
But by the time he left, Paul was an expert in diamonds, because Diamonds Direct took the time to educate him, show him the inside secrets of the industry, and give him the tools to make a smart decision.
They do a really, really good job of laying out the information for you and not pressing you.
Diamonds Direct, a guy-friendly jewelry store where you're always treated with respect.
The great thing about Diamonds Direct is they alleviate that stress.
So relax, guys. It's Diamonds Direct. We've got your back.
Get directions and store hours now at DiamondsDirect.com.
Escaping somewhere this summer? Whether you're hitting the beach, taking the family camping, or lounging by the pool, take your favorite news, sports, music, and podcasts with you. How? Just download the free Radio.com app and start listening now. Download it today on your phone or connected device, or listen on your smart speaker. Wherever summer carries you, you can listen live, anytime, anywhere.
Okay, people, there's two types of foundations here in St. Louis. The ones that Helitech has already corrected and the ones that Helitech will need to correct in the future. That's pretty much all that's left. And let me tell you, Helitech does absolutely everything that there is for the basement foundation, for crawl spaces, for waterproofing. They actually repair everything. They do your concrete leveling, structural crack repair. They can fix it and do everything the best way out there. Kind of like those Cambria countertops, American-made products. I absolutely love that about Helitech. They have the best steel on the market that will last the longest in the ground. They give free estimates to homeowners. They are licensed and insured, and they have won the Better Business Bureau's Torch Award. I invite you to give them a call, 314-329-4660 or helitechonline.com.
Got a legal problem? Get a summons? In trouble with the law? If you need some free legal advice, listen to The Law Show on FM News Talk 97.1 every Saturday at 8 a.m. or call 855-LAW-SHOW and talk to attorney Brian Daly.
Hey guys, it's Glover. I will be out at Midwest Wing Fest in Fairview Heights August 30th and 31st, an epic food and music festival that benefits disabled veterans and first responders. See my band on the 30th and hang out with me in the VIP tent on the 31st. Tickets on sale at 971talk.com.
All right, we are back, and we are just rolling through this, having a great time, and it is time for my ride-at-home hack. I don't think anyone's going to believe this one, and I honestly never realized you could do so much with this. So there's a product out there. We all use it every single day. Without fail, we brush our teeth. At least I hope everyone does. I know I certainly do. All I can say is, who knew that toothpaste was so amazing, so useful, and so versatile inside of your home and just overall your whole life? The list goes on and on of the things that you can do with toothpaste. It's pretty amazing. I could finish the show with this if I wanted, but I just made up a quick list of some of my favorites that I found that you can use toothpaste to help you out in your home and in your life. So this was kind of a cool one for me that I might even end up trying here because I'm a little different. I shave in the shower, so I have a mirror in the shower, and it's just so much easier for cleanup and all of that. So, but you can keep your mirror from fogging up with toothpaste if you just clean the mirror with toothpaste. It will like kind of do one of those rain coatings or whatever, and it will keep your mirror from fogging up. It also works with swimming goggles. If you do it like inside of swimming goggles, it's really kind of crazy, actually. So another thing you could do is like your headlights fogging up. You can clean the headlights of your car. It will totally clear, shine. It's kind of amazing what it could do to the headlights of your car. It's great for stains. So erasing coffee stains, you can clean and get coffee stains up. So one that I found really super interesting was hanging a picture frame. So if you put a little toothpaste on the little part of the picture frame that the nail is going to hit, and you place it and push it up against the wall where you want that picture to be, it's going to leave a little dab of toothpaste right where you need that nail to be, which I thought was really kind of a great idea.
Yeah.
Shining up your sink, stainless steel sinks, you can use that to get the shine and everything back. Works great with stainless steel. Works great in the bathroom and everything, too. Filling nail holes. Now, I have heard this one in the past of, like, quick fix, small nail holes, white wall, white toothpaste. You can just kind of fill those nail holes real quick and easy. So another one is fixing small scratches. So kind of like buffing. You can use toothpaste for, like, CDs, DVDs, your phone screens, iPads, things like that, television, and it works on some furniture, too, to get scratches out of stuff. In the stain category, removing permanent marker works, again, on, like, TV screens, floors, walls, vinyl floors, things like that. It'll get marker right up and works on fabric and everything also. So kind of crazy, some of all these different things. Another one is polishing silver. And it works for jewelry, too. Silver, anything, your silverware. You can polish any kind of silver with toothpaste. It works really well. And then the last one was cleaning piano keys. So getting, like, that white back to piano keys. They showed how you kind of just clean that up and, you know, kind of restore that white. So I found it quite amazing, all these different things that you can do with toothpaste. So if you're interested in some of these things, you want more information, I'm posting these every week on my Facebook, Twitter. You can find at Rich Orris on Twitter, or if you do Facebook, Rich Orris Mosby, it'll go right to my professional page. I'm posting these every week there, so you can find them there. Last week, we did kind of an around-the-home design ideas. So every week, I'm bringing another one of these back and trying to get some good information to people, and you can find all that information. Or you can go back and actually listen, look up the podcast and listen to the podcast of the show if you want to hear any of the information or any of these hacks again to get the information from them. So hopefully that was helpful and interesting and kind of crazy, a lot of the different things that you can do with toothpaste. I never know. Did you know that, Jessica?
I did not.
Yeah, there's
definitely a few I could try, though.
yeah, absolutely. And in a pinch, when you need some, because you're not always, you know, like right. polishing silver all the time. But if you were like, oh, man, this necklace or something, and you thought, wow, yeah. I'll just grab some toothpaste and polish this thing up and get it going. So some really interesting stuff. And I'm coming up with these every week, so stay tuned every week, and I'll have more information at halfway through the show every single week. So, but let's get back into this Cambria thing a little bit again, because in last week I kind of touched on a little quick topic about the median age of homes in the United States. Because homes, there's a lot of older homes in our country, mm-hmm. Definitely a lot in St. Louis. So the average age home in the United States is 37 years old. So honestly, if you don't have a Cambria countertop, they're all almost outdated already.
Right.
You know, majority of homes out there, your kitchen countertops, your kitchen stuff, it's already outdated.
Right.
So definitely good reason to look it up and look at some of this stuff. And they're great lasting products. And so let's kind of talk about the benefits of Cambria.
Sure.
And maybe against, like, granite, you know, why we feel it's a little better.
Sure.
And can work better for people. And so what are some of those benefits of this product?
So the biggest benefit is that we're non-porous, right? So if you think about all the things that we do in the kitchen, like cook with chicken or any kind of raw meat, or if we have a cold and we've sneezed or something, we put our hands on the countertop because we're in the kitchen. It's just what we do. If you have a porous surface, a lot of times those germs or bacteria can seep through the pores, lasting who knows how long in those spaces. So we see that happen with granite and marble because both of those products are very porous products. So because of the hardness of the quartz, And because of how much we use in the surface, we are NSF certified. And if you don't know what that means, basically we can go in restaurant, hospitals, hotels. So it's NSF 51. So we actually go the next step. And it's every single one of our designs. What that also says is you can use just simple soap and water to clean our surface. You don't have to worry about using bleach or harsh cleansers because you've got to get the, you know, muck out of
it.
It's not seeping in it, so you don't have to do that. That makes us also maintenance free. So if you think about granite and marbles, there's stuff that you have to do with it over time. I think sealing is important. I mean, you have that done at first, but then who remembers to do it in 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think many people do, at least people that I know.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, because the granite you used to like, it was a big thing. And they were like, do this every 6 months or at least once a year. And then they got to this other sealer where they're like, oh, no, you don't even have to worry about it for 10 years.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, but that's a good point. It's like, so in 10 years, are you remembering to do that?
And what are you cleaning your surface with? And how is that breaking down that sealant? Is it really lasting the full 10 years?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I think, you know, when you replace those countertops, you can really tell and see what has happened over time. Looking underneath the surface, you'll see it kind of come through.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So stain resistant, this one I love. I like to have red wine every once in a while with dinner. And sometimes when I open the red wine, you have that, you know, that drip that comes down the bottle because you didn't pour it right or whatever. And then it gets on the countertop and it makes the ring and you don't see it because you're not paying attention. And then, but it's the next day and that ring is still there. So if I had marble or granite, I would be concerned.
Yes.
For a couple of reasons. But the main reason is staining. Cambria, you just wipe it right off with soap and water. And it's that simple. If you're really nervous, you could use a Simple Green. I don't know if you're familiar with that product.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that's another great cleanser that you can use on it. But it's not necessary.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, I really like the sanitary thing that, you know, you're not going to find a porous countertop in a hospital.
Right.
So you know that this is a product that's going to be easy to maintain and clean and sanitize.
Right.
If it's, you know, a step above even what a lot of things are required to be in like a hospital or a doctor's office or something.
Right.
That's a fascinating fact that I think a lot of people will probably really, really appreciate that, you know, and knowing that.
Those are the things you don't really think about it until you're doing what you're doing. For me, it's chicken. I just don't like to do anything with chicken. So if it touches anything, I get nervous. So, you know, to know that all I have to do is, you know, wipe it down with soap and water or, you know, whatever, it's safe. I can still put my dog's food down or my food down and not worry about what's hopping on my plate.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great benefit to this product. So what I think I want to do here is we're going to get into our final break. And when we come back, what I'd like to touch on, we'll stay more kind of scientific like that. And let's talk a little bit about the heat and the thermal shock with this type of countertop when we return. So stay tuned and give us a call if you have any questions. Last segment coming up, 314-241-9797.
Hey, Tim Jones here from my good friends at Universal Windows Direct. You know, us homeowners, we're always looking for ways to save money, right? We do little things like turn off the lights, conserve water, all those add up. But what if I told you one of the best ways to save money was by installing energy-efficient windows? Hey, in these hot Heartland summer months when we've got the AC cranking on full blast, how much air is leaking out of old, inefficient windows? Lots more than we want. Windows from Universal Windows Direct not only look great, they're going to keep our homes cooler in the summer, warmer in the winter, all while saving us money. Our windows are exclusively constructed featuring Unishield high-performance glass and super spacer. That's that non-metal, non-conductive glass spacer system, saving money on monthly bills year-round. Check out these deals. For every window you buy, the next one's free, no limits. 0% financing for 36 months, all backed up by the true lifetime warranty as long as you own your home, and 30 years to the next homeowner. Call 314-878-0300. That's 314-878-0300. Anytime, go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com. That's UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. You know, a lot of lenders claim to have an online loan application, but you come to find out it's the same old process. At TheHomeLoanExpert.com, with our new 5-minute loan application, you can sign, review, and upload all of your loan documentation right online. No rocket ships or any other gimmicks. Just a new mortgage experience like no one else can offer, only available at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Take FM News Talk 97.1 with you on the Radio.com app. Available on your smartphone in the App Store. Take us with you and never miss the news and opinion from 97.1.
All right, we are back. Final segment. We do have Eric on the line. Has I think a comment about his bathroom. So I'm going to jump here to Eric. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. What do you have for us?
Well, regarding that product, I had a zero clearance shower stall. It's because somebody needs to get in and out with a wheelchair.
Oh yeah,
and we had used this product about 20 years ago, and instead of putting tile up, this product was. Now, I do have, you know, some seams, granted, yeah, but
sure.
The amazing thing is, since when it comes to cleanup, I mean, it's literally, you just take a squeegee and everything's done. I know people love tile and all that, but then you have grout problems in 3 or 4 years, and you have leak problems or concerns about that. And knock on wood, I should say, it has just been absolutely wonderful. Could you argue the price? This is from 20 years ago. It was a little more expensive.
Sure.
But once it was installed, I've had zero issues with this. I mean, I wouldn't be happier with anything else.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And when you think about, you know, I talk to people about this with price all the time, you know, you comparing, you know, price versus cost,
right?
What you know, what's it going to cost you in the long run, and what's the price of it today,
right?
And not having leaks, not having, you know, as much maintenance, being able to just cut out a corner seam, clean it up, re-caulk it, takes a couple hours, maybe half a day to do a whole shower if you're really working it really good and,
right,
and doing a
right.
great job. And that's all you have to do, like every 5 or 10 years or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a 3x6. So back then there were just 3 foot wide. You know, I don't know what the new products are now. So
sure.
You've got a seam.
Yeah.
But there was a silicone rib or base to that was put up before everything else. And again, I don't want to curse myself, but this thing has just been. I've gone through lots of shower problems and issues. This one gets abused, and I've never had an issue with it at all.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's awesome. And non-porous, definitely another thing you want in your shower for
absolutely.
Sure. Very wet spot. So, Eric, yeah. Hey, great, great information. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate
it. I appreciate it.
No problem. And, you know, there's another good point, you know, kind of brought up with the maintenance of that and everything and not having to do that sealer and all the different things and, you know, and saving money, you know, down the line of, you know, it's kind of like, I remember the first time I wanted a car and I'd save some money and my mom was like, okay, so yeah, you can afford a car, but can you afford to maintain the car?
Right.
So I'm like, oh, what do you mean? Well, yeah, how much do you earn? Because
right.
you're going to need tires and gas and oil and, you know, all this different stuff that you don't even realize. So the less of that you need later on, the more you can actually spend up front.
Right.
And you just get the savings. It's a matter of when.
Right.
is really what it is. You might find a cheaper product that costs you the same in the long haul.
Right.
And that's definitely worth investigating for sure.
Absolutely.
You know, so let's touch on this, the kind of heat, thermal shock, because I know a lot of people are like, oh, and I've heard people say it with granite too, and with, you know, any solid surface countertop, I can set my hot pot right on it.
Right.
So even if you can, sometimes we're like, should you? Or, you know, so what are the limitations and what's the true advice? Let's be kind of like myth busters. Let's break the myth on this one. What's the true advice on what can you do and what should you do?
Yeah. So if you think about just what happens to the earth, like when things change, you know, in the earth's core, we have cracks and breaks and things that pop, or this thermoshock that happens where it just couldn't take the heat anymore, right? So it makes this shift or movement. Well, that can happen in our surfaces. So if we have a 400 degree oven that we have a Dutch oven in, and we take that pot out, your oven may actually be 450 degrees. Your Dutch oven is 450 degrees. Mine may only be 375 degrees. So we don't know that exact temperature. So in a granite surface, and I'm going to talk to granite because I'm more familiar with what happens with granite. In a granite surface, while you may be able to place that item on the granite surface and may not have something like this happen, the chances are it can happen. So you have quartz and granite, and our product is made of quartz. It's 93% quartz. So when you place a hot pot on the granite and that heat travels out, it hits quartz, and then it can't go anywhere. It's stopped. It's stuck in that one spot. So it can't take it. The heat has to go somewhere. It needs to escape. So that's where you will either get discoloration or a cracking can happen, and that's the shock. And that's not something that's repairable. So it's not, I mean, sometimes I've heard some people say that they couldn't find that seam anymore. Well, that was just small enough, but I've seen them crack the entire surface all the way through. So it can happen. If you spent, you know, I don't know, $60 a square foot on an item or $160 a square foot on an item, I would definitely say use a trivet, you know, of some kind, or just leave it on your stovetop. Don't remove it off, because it can happen to any surface.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing how things, you know, react like that and react differently sometimes. And last Thanksgiving, we actually had a glass cookingware dish thing that got set on a towel.
Yeah.
But the towel was actually wet and it exploded.
Oh, wow.
This, you know, kind of like the cold, wet towel, the hot, you know, it just exploded. And we're like, wow, we've been setting these things on a towel forever, but just having, you know, one that was actually kind of wet and we didn't realize, and then all that happened, it just kind of shows that.
Yeah.
You know, and because I've always kind of heard, well, it can be so hot or up to this temperature. It's like, so what are you, tapping your hand on the side of the pan to be like, yeah, no, it's under 375 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so, it makes sense to just always throw something down and protect that investment and just, you know, it probably doesn't happen a lot, but do you want it to be you?
Right.
You know,
no,
you know, it's exactly, it's kind of like that ounce of maintenance and prevention and everything, you know, just do the prevention and it's worth a pound of maintenance or whatever to make sure nothing happens to it. So, but I really appreciate you coming on today. We're running out of time here. I had a lot of fun. I think it was great, useful information for everybody.
Thank you so much for having me.
Really enjoyed it, and can't wait to use some more of your products in our kitchens and everything. We do them all the time. And I wanted to get out there that I was going to draw out of the hat and everything, but Eric was the only call. So, Eric, you get the gift card. We will call you next week, and we will get that gift card out to you. So congratulations on that. Thanks for calling. And I can't wait next Saturday. I'll be right back at you. Stay tuned for Priscilla's All Around the Yard.
Let's talk about something honestly. The average college tuition is going to increase every year. Are you and your family prepared for that? Of course, that's not the only expense to worry about, and you need to get ready for retirement. So don't leave it to someone else to invest in your future. Call Online Training Academy today. Online Training Academy can help you take back control of your financial life. For more than 20 years across 40 locations worldwide, OTA has taught thousands their patented core strategy designed to teach you how to make better investing decisions. These are skills designed to help you generate income and build confidence towards your retirement. So what would you do if you knew the skills to help make the right moves within the financial markets? Start knowing now at Online Trading Academy. Call 855-912-8956 for two free tickets to a class in your area and receive OTA's Professional Insider's Kit. That's 855-912-8956 or visit otaincome.com/radio. 855-912-8956.
When it comes to your health, don't just follow a one-size-fits-all approach. Follow one that's personalized based on your DNA. Get your 23andMe Health Plus Ancestry Kit, and you may be able to apply your HSA FSA funds towards a portion of your purchase. Visit 23andMe.com/benefits today.
Summertime in St. Louis. If you hate to paint, do what your neighbor Mr. Rob Miller from Harvest Town Auto Body in St. Peter's did. He called Rhino Shield. Rob, what was the thought process for going with Rhino Shield as a business owner?
My family's business is over 10,000 square feet and it did not have the curb appeal I wanted.
Rob, tell everyone how the experience was with Rhino Shield from start to finish.
The process that I liked was when you came out, you gave me all these options that would fit my building. Our building was really faded. I don't want to have to paint my building again. 25 years is a long time to not have to worry about the outside maintenance of your building as far as paint. That's a no-brainer. That's why Rhino Shield worked for me.
Are your neighbors jealous?
I would be if I was them.
Thanks, Rob. Now it's time to call 877-25-RHINO. 877-25-RHINO or 877-25-RHINO.com. Genius.
Don't paint, don't Rhino, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino.
KFTK FM Florissant, KFTK AM East St. Louis, K254 CR St. Louis. Driven by the Bomarito Automotive Group. FM News Talk 97.1, a radio.com station.
So far, so good at the G7 summit. I'm Jane Metzler, Fox News. He's already done lunch. President Trump now about to dine with other world leaders at the G7 summit in France. Fox's John Roberts traveling with the president.
The economy will be a big focus of what they'll be talking about tonight. As soon as he touched down in Biarritz, he went to have lunch with the French President Emmanuel Macron. And despite the fact that there have been some tensions, including Macron's decision to put a digital services tax on many American high-tech companies, which the president may retaliate for by putting a tariff on French wine, President Trump said the relationship is still strong. Listen here.
We actually have a lot in common, Emmanuel and I. We've been friends for a long time, and every once in a while we go at it just a little bit, not very much. We get along very well. We have a very good relationship, sort of, I think I can say, a special relationship.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.